I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the program today, we're going to be talking to pianist Long Long about his work with musical groups as diverse as symphonies and heavy metal bands. In 2008, Long Long played at the Summer Olympics, and that performance was seen by an audience estimated at 1 billion. The chamber ensemble Alarm Will Sound is previewing a new work this weekend in the Public Media Commons here at Grand Center. There's also a video component to 10,000 Birds, which is based on the song Birds, native to Missouri. On Broadway, Karen Mason has starred in Sunset Boulevard, Mamma Mia, Hairspray, and most recently Wonderland. She's appearing tonight and tomorrow at the Gaslight Theater as part of the Gaslight Cabaret Festival. Karen Mason, welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
We're glad that you made it this time.
Yeah.
You know, there are lots of jokes about St. Louis weather, and you were supposed to be here for some cabaret a couple of years ago. What happened?
Oh, well, actually, it wasn't even St. Louis weather. We got caught in the East Coast.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was during, it was either a hurricane or some wacky thing that just it stopped all traffic out of both airports. We tried, damn it.
How many?
Sorry,
that's
all of
right.
Missouri. All of the world, I'm sorry.
And we just began. That doesn't happen very often, does it?
No, it does not.
I didn't think so. So I guess then this will be your St. Louis debut.
Yes, it is. And I grew up in St. Louis.
You're no stranger here. I guess grade school and junior high are part of it?
Well, actually, it was grade school. I went to St. Dismas School. I don't even know if it's still out there in Florissant, Mo. And lived on Hialeah Place. And then we moved to Chicago. But luckily, I was able to come back and do the Muni a couple times. But this is the first time I'll be doing my cabaret act.
Well, before we go any further, why don't we sample some of your work? This is Karen Mason, All That Jazz.
Come on, babe. Why don't we paint the town? I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. I start the car, I know it will be spot where the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl and all that jazz. Slick your...
Karen Mason is performing tonight and tomorrow night at the Gaslight Theater, part of the Gaslight Cabaret Series Festival. She's here. And the show you're going to do here in St. Louis, Karen, is what you call Secrets of Ancient Divas.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It actually started because I was asked to sing with the Long Beach Symphony. And the repertoire was Judy Garland at Carnegie Hall. And I thought, you know, all these great women who have inspired me, I really wanted to do a show devoted to those, you know, basically all the divas I stole from when I was growing up. And so it started out with that. And then we needed, you know, something to talk about, something to keep all of these songs together. And so basically we made up an awful lot of facts about divas.
You just make stuff up?
We made stuff up. But everything is a personal statement from me. I mean, these are songs that have influenced me and that I love.
The Judy Garland thing's interesting. We're celebrating 250 years of St. Louis right now. And although Judy Garland wasn't from here, I think she'll be forever associated with the city because of the movie.
Right, right. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, in fact, that was a movie that my sisters and I used to watch when we were growing up and sing along. And she was a great influence on me.
So, divas, Secrets of the Ancient Divas, Judy Garland, Barbara Streisand, Peggy Lee.
Shirley Bassey.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is it about these women and their work that touches you?
Well, for Judy Garland in particular, it always felt, and I know that's why she's, you know, the legend that she is, it always felt like a personal communication. It always felt like somehow she was talking to you, the audience member, in a very personal way, and that she was telling you something very real and honest. That's an incredible actor, an incredible performer. And so that was the standard I really wanted to try
you know, that became for my life.
Yeah. It seems like to me a lot of cabaret performers sometimes zero in on one composer or one singer when they're doing a thematic show. So it's kind of interesting that you're doing a group of people.
Yeah. Well, it always felt rather limiting to me to do one composer or one singer. So I like to be a little bit all over the map.
Well, let's prove that. This is Karen Mason. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat, or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Our guest today is Karen Mason. She's performing tonight and tomorrow night as part of the Gaslight Cabaret Festival. Karen, you spent your formative years, as you said, in this area, in Florissant. And you have performed at the Muni, but from what I understand, you were a kid that went to the Muni at one time. And you're not the first successful performer I've talked to that told me that after going to the Muni as a young kid, it sort of inspired them in a career. What's your story there?
Oh, absolutely. My parents were a young couple, and they loved music and theater, all kinds of performing. And so they would take us to the Muni, and we always sat in like the last two rows, so the stage was minuscule. But I think that's the power of the Muni, is that you can be sitting far, far, far away, and yet somehow the power of those performances, you know, reach the back row. And that's the great thing about theater and live performing.
And I think you were in White Christmas, played the Rosemary Clooney part in White Christmas, was it been 7 or 8 years ago maybe?
Oh, yeah.
So what's it like, what's the journey like to go from the little girl in the back two rows to playing that lead role in Mamma Mia or Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard? Wow.
Well, you know, listen, it's all performing. It's all getting up in front of an audience and trying to do what you do. And Broadway's pretty, there is a lovely, you know, it's what I wanted to do. It's to achieve that goal was really important for me. And hey, I still have a lot more Broadway shows, hopefully, to do in my future. And
are you looking at anything in particular now? Or?
Well, you know, I have a couple of things that I would like to be part of. Nothing that I've signed a contract on yet.
Okay, so you'll let us know though, right?
Yes, I will, Steve.
You did a one-woman show, I think was fairly recently, about the life of Dorothy Parker.
That was a few years back. Yeah. It was a part of the NIMH Festival, the New York Music Theater Festival in New York, and written some very, it was very difficult music, but boy, was she a brilliant writer.
Let's hear something else from you. Would you set it up maybe, When in Rome? What's that about?
Sure. The first time I heard it, it was recorded by Barbra Streisand, and it was one of those songs that I liked, and it's just about relationships.
If now and then you think I fall within the errant mate department, forget the transatlantic call, don't notify the State Department. For when on foreign shores I am very truly yours, I am. But if inclined to play, I am. Dear heart, that's the way I am. When in Spain, for reasons I don't explain, I remain enjoying a brew.
I'm talking about relationships with Karen Mason. The only reason I say that again is because you brought your husband along today, and he's a songwriter. And don't you have a single out that he co-wrote?
Yes, it's called It's About Time. That's the newest one. Actually, we're doing an Indiegogo campaign to crowdfund for the finish of the CD. But yeah, he wrote it with Shelley Markham, who works with Andrea Markovici. It's a great song about marriage equality.
So you're going to be performing tonight, tomorrow, 8 p.m. at the Gaslight Theater. And we want to bring on a gentleman right now for just a couple of minutes, Jim Dolan from Presenters Dolan. He's producing the Gaslight Cabaret Festival. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Steve. Thanks.
Karen Mason.
We are indeed fortunate in St. Louis to have one of the best in the cabaret business, Karen Mason. I've been a big fan for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Could you preview the rest of your season?
I'd be happy to. We have another 12 performers for the rest of the season. Next week, one of our best St. Louis-based singers and actors, Antonio Rodriguez, is making his cabaret debut, followed the weekend by the cabaret legend Steve Ross coming in from New York. And we have a Best of Chicago weekend coming up after that with Becky Menzie and Tom Michael. And then Joan Curto sings Cole Porter as part of the Best of Chicago weekend. And later on, Chris Limber, Joe Dreyer, and Rosemary Watts, newcomer to St. Louis, Megan Kirk. And then from New York, Carol Bufford and Lara Teeter later on.
All right, let's go over this. Karen Mason, tonight and tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the Gaslight Theater, part of the Gaslight Cabaret Festival. If you'd like to know more about that or the rest of the season that Jim mentioned, go to our website, stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page, and we'll have more information. And Karen, sounds like a great show. And who doesn't love, you know, Barbara Streisand, Judy Garland, Rosemary Clooney? Was it Rosemary Clooney? Did I make that up?
It wasn't, but she, you know, she'll be there in spirit.
Maybe you could work that in.
Yeah.
No, I have one last question for you. You grew up here, and you moved away as a pretty young person right out of a grade school, I guess it was. What are your memories of St. Louis? When you tell people about St. Louis or think back on it.
It was grades 1 through 8, and so I remember, you know, just going to school, and it was a very warm Midwestern life. I had a great time.
Think you might see some friends in the audience? Or?
Well, boy, wouldn't that be? It's been quite a long time. I think that might freak me out just ever so, but, you know, I hope so.
Yep. Karen Mason, so nice to meet you. Welcome back home.
Thank you very much. Hope you all come.
Jim Dolan, good to see you. Thanks for the preview.
Thank you, Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Long Long. This is St. Louis Public Radio.